All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stalker is here. He's been telling some real interesting stories lately. Tell us a story, Uncle Alan.
You bet. So I heard a story here recently about Ann Wilson. They'd asked her to do a duet for the Footloose movie.
Okay.
And they were going to give her the opportunity to pick the gentleman that she was going to sing with.
That's nice of them. She says,
who would be your perfect pick?
All right.
She comes up with Mr. Paul Rogers, unavailable.
Of course.
Robert Plant, busy.
Yep.
Lou Gramm, out on tour.
Darn.
Steve Perry,
yep.
Unavailable.
Yep.
So they call up Mike Reno from Loverboy from the bullpen.
Good choice.
Yeah. And as far as songs go, they kind of knocked it out of the park. They took one take.
Oh,
and
man.
It was a smash hit and didn't have to do take number two.
That's called a one-hit Charlie in the business.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. But the Loverboy group wasn't real happy about Mike taking on extra work, particularly singing a ballad, thinking it was going to ruin their reputation.
Okay.
So Mike convinced them that one of two things is going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Either the movie's going to be a total disaster and everybody will forget about it in 4 weeks.
All right.
Or it does very well and they get a rejuvenated career.
Okay.
So as far as albums go, in 1984, only five albums made it to number one. One of them was Footloose for 10 weeks.
Cha-ching!
So things that were left off the list, Madonna, U2, Van Halen, Bryan Adams, and so many more.